Have I seen you before? You look like someone I used to know. No? Well, maybe not. I doubt I could ever forget a face as cute as yours. Bartender, could I get my usual? It's on this handsome gentleman. Thank you, darling. So, what brings you to this dark little corner of mine? Wait, let me guess. Was it the music? The drink? Or maybe was it little old me? Come on, I've heard it all. Trust me. Cheers. So which is it? Don't hold the girl in suspense. Business? Oh. How mysterious. Is it the kind that involves coming into jazz clubs run by shady folk? Come now. Faces like yours don't come to places like this. Just look around. There's not a single face like yours in this hall. No, yours is just a little too clean. Too perfect. No need to tense up, you'll let them figure you out that way. Relax. I'm not going to oust you just yet. Things were starting to get a little too boring for me here anyways. So you're the latest one dear old dad sent for me. Well, at least I feel I can enjoy your company. I have to say, the last one was so dreary. Absolutely nothing remarkable about him. It was all business for that one. Maybe with you, I can actually have a little fun. So are you fun? Go on, tell me something about yourself. Something real. None of that cover story crap Dad likes to make up. Honestly, even when he outsources help, he's still a micromanaging prick. I'm guessing your ex-cop. The shirt and tie gives it away. Ha! Knew it. So you ever shot anybody? Took down any big crime lords? Or were you more of the undercover, keep a low profile type? Really? Given that Dad hired you, I would have guessed you were more of a bad cop. Well, good cops can look rugged too, I suppose. How'd you lose the badge then? Framed by bad cops. I'm sorry, it's just so cliche. Good cop gets screwed over by bad cop turns detective. That could be the plot to a TV show. At least, that makes you the handsome lead actor. Oh, looks like I'm up. Stick around. Mr. Detective. Phew. Hey, glad you stuck around. Oh, come on, why the sour look? Was my song not good enough for you? Relax. Like I said, I'm not going to oust you to these boys. As long as you continue to keep me company, that is. So seriously, what did you think about my song? Aw, that's sweet of you. keep that up and I might just let you go. How did you find me anyways? Hacking traffic camera footage from the day I left? I'm impressed. That's definitely a first. So, which story did the old man pitch you to take my case? Did he tell you the mob's blackmailing me? Or was it the psycho boyfriend story? Ugh, typical. Old man always knew how to sell a story. You know about what happened with his first wife, my mother? It was all over the news. Senator's wife cheating on him. He got gonorrhea and accused my mom of cheating, then immediately filed for divorce. Doctors said my mom tested positive for gonorrhea first, and nobody second-guessed the fact that these were affiliated with members of the medical board my dad so proudly flouts his donations to. So, can you guess what happened? Well, almost right. He wasn't just fucking the maid, it was also his now second wife. Hush money was tossed all around, and I haven't seen my mother in 10 years now. Worst part was he didn't even bat an eye at me when my mother told me what really happened as she left the house for good. So, I ran away to escape him. All the lies, the corruption, the political bullshit, I just couldn't take it anymore. What kind of man shakes hands with wolves and says he's there to help the sheep? The things I know about him, the things he's done, people wouldn't be able to look at him as a human being if they knew. But it's all just hearsay without proof. So here I am, hiding around the people he calls scum. At least these guys have the decency to not lie about who they are. You know, you could help me. Like, really help me. You were a cop once. Weren't people like my father exactly the sort of people you swore to take down? My dad is literally fucking over the American people. You're a citizen too. He's literally screwing you over as we speak. So what if he's paying you? He's paying you with the money from God knows which conglomerate or lobbyist groups. You're a detective. Fuck that corrupt bastard. Work with me. Together we can get some real evidence on him, and we'll both sleep better at night. I can make it worth your while. Not like that. Although, maybe we could. Never mind. So are you gonna help me? Or are you gonna walk? Wait, really? You'll help me? Thank you. You won't regret this. Oh fuck. I think they're starting to get onto you. Don't look. Keep your eyes on me. They're coming. Quick, kiss me. Fuck, just do it. Let's go back to my place. I want to hear more about you. Come on, let's go. Don't look back. Just keep going. Keep your hands on me. Smile. You're going home with a hot piece of ass. Okay, I don't think they're following. Where'd you park? Of course I'm going home with you. They heard me say we'd go back to my place, so the obvious thing to do is go back to yours. Let's go. Oh, and hey, you're not such a bad kisser.